Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Everybody knows that we're going to get hog wild tonight. Chris Chadwick in the house, ready for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to let the smoke roll tonight. We live, it's real, it's time to get it on. We're going to talk a little barbecue tonight. We love to talk to everybody. This is the show that's all about you and the Q. So I invite you to call in 347-202-0263. The same barbecue number every show, every time. 347-202-0263. Put it in your phone, save it, tag it. Barbecue Superstars, Chris Chadwick, let's the smoke roll. It's time to get it on. What a beautiful day it's been. It's been sunshiny for the most part. We did have a little sleet. It is cold, but it's still a beautiful day to be alive and be out in it, especially if you're getting to cook. A bad day at cooking is better than a good day at work. That's a big old hell yeah, that's right. We've got a good show planned tonight. Not a good show, a great show. We have got some special guests coming on in a little while. We're going to be talking the biggest KCBS event, in the South, one of the biggest ones. It's the Tupelo Barbecue Duel. This will be the fourth annual, if I'm not mistaken. This is a big show. It's always put on. It's right there in downtown Tupelo. It's a beautiful place. It's an awesome event. It's organized, just first class all the way. A very great event. We will have the ladies that organize that live with us here upon the second hour. So be sure to stay with us, or if you've got to get up, go get something to drink, go have your supper, come back and rejoin us. It's going to be a good show. I always love talking to these girls. They're very great, great people, great personalities, and they do put on one hell of a show. And as always, we talk to pitmasters all over the country, talking barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. That is what it's all about. That's what we love to do. We do this every Wednesday night from 6 to 8. Even though I was a little delayed this evening, I am here live with you right now. And I do encourage you to call, because this show is the show that puts you out in front, lets everybody know who you are and gets you recognized. I'm telling you, it's changed my life completely. I started this over a year ago. I started calling the barbecue superstars 2 years ago. It's just a great place to be. We love to talk barbecue. We love to represent you. And I'm telling you, that's just what we do. We represent you and the Q. So come on, join in. We'd love to have you. Bottom line, this is the show all about you. So let's hear about your barbecue team. Let's hear about your event. Let's hear what's your favorite category, what you love to eat. It does not matter. We welcome you to call in always. 347-202-0263. I'm telling you, save that number. This number is what you need to keep in your phone. There's a great show every night of the week right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm telling you, it's packed full of awesome information. Awesome people call in. They talk barbecue. We all have it in common. We love barbecue. Sunday night starts out with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Monday night, Chris Fulmer. Tuesday night, it's the Barn Goddess, Lori Frazee. Wednesday night, you have me right here live with you, Chris Chadwick in the house. We are letting the smoke roll now. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves from Smoking X Nation. Friday night, you've got Big D, Daryl Mast himself, winding up the weekend, a week with Friday Night Lights. So there's a great show every night of the week. I encourage you to call in. If you don't call into this show, or you call into this show 1 week, call into another show the next week. We are all here working together to support and promote barbecue. Bottom line, that's a big old hell yeah. That's the way I feel, and that's keeping it real. I've got to give a big shout out to my sponsors. Guys, I'm telling you, you know what I'm talking about. Sponsors are very important. It's important to represent them, their company, their product, in the most professional way you can, and which in turn they help you. And it's just basic, good old-fashioned business. Do it right, and you will keep your sponsors. There's so many people out there looking to promote their products, and they would love to have a barbecue team to do that. BarbecueSuperstars.com, Mr. Daryl Mast, a great organization. Great shows. He has a morning show every morning right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. It's a live video feed right there off the set for Daryl Mast. It's a great show. It is interactive. You can call in. Super show. I highly recommend you calling in, going to that website, watching this show. You will learn something every time. A big shout out to Green Mountain Grills. I've just had a lot of success with my Green Mountain Grill. I enjoy a pellet cooker. I am old-fashioned, offset stick burner kind of guy. But I do enjoy the convenience and the ease of operation with a pellet grill. So go to greenmountaingrills.com. Look at what they have. Check it out. Get you one. got to give a big shout out to one of my newest sponsors. Very excited to have them, Frontier Charcoal. Just phenomenal. I'm just super excited about having them. Welcome them on board to the family of Chris Chadwick. Let the Smoke Roll show. We have it, Hall County Cookers. Just very supportive. I'm so thankful to have them. So big shout out to Frontier Charcoal. Go over to Frontier Charcoal page on Facebook. Like the page. Check it out. You never know where these things can go. You know, it's just great to have them. Also, big shout out to Country Boy Wood Pellets. I do have a new pellet sponsor also. I'm super excited about that. It's just such a blessing for all these companies to help. So, like I say, you got to help them back, man. You got to do it right. You got to stand tall, represent their product, promote their product. That's what it's all about. Also, another new sponsor. I will be introducing some new sponsors in the next few days via social media through Barbecue Superstars Facebook page, through my Facebook page, my show Facebook page. If you've not liked my show, go check out my group page on Facebook. It's Let the Smoke Roll, Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke. Man, we just keep getting members and members. They keep joining. I love it. I just love to spread the word. I love to get everybody involved, participating. And that's what it's all about. Of course, we got to give a big shout-out to Junior Urias, Junior's Rub for Grub. That's one of my favorite rubs. He has been a sponsor with me last year. Again, this year, it's going to be an awesome year to use that product. I'm just excited. We've got some competitions coming up. You know, here in Tennessee, it's been below, and it's been 10 degrees, 20 degrees. You don't want to go cook if it's that cold. But, man, it's weather's about to break here in March. We got some things ready to blow open. We're ready to kick a tire, light the fire, and let the smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about. Some competitions coming up. Man, I tell you, we're just chomping at the bits to go cook. I was fortunate enough to even get to go cook and do a customer appreciation today at a local parts store. Man, we cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked, and those people kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And we fed them all. We got them all happy. Their bellies were full. They were buying. They were eating. As I'm telling you, that's just what it's all about. Cook Shack. Go to cookshack.com. They've got an awesome line of products. Just go check that out. You can order anything you want right there from Cook Shack. MaverickHousewares.com. They've got some awesome barbecue accessories. Mr. Brad Barrett, Grill Great, grillgrate.com. If you're in a state competition, got a state category, you are missing out if you do not have Grill Grates. That is a perfect addition to any barbecue arsenal. So go check it out, grillgrate.com. I would give a big shout-out to Spider at Meat Rake. Man, he's just hanging tough. He's got some dynamite little products, little rakes that will just shred a butt in no time. Many uses you can do with those, but a little set of meat rakes, very inexpensive. Again, a great asset to the barbecue arsenal. Also, got to give a big shout out to Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, great guy, great friend, great family member. I just feel like he's my brother. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Also, we've got to give a big shout out to Talk Texan Barbecue. Philip has a wonderful, complete line of injections and rubs. Go check that out, TalkTexanBarbecue.com, or you can look him up on Facebook. And it's just wonderful to have his Facebook. It's just a wonderful social media network that just has connected all of us across the country in barbecue fever. I got a big question tonight, and I want everybody that's listening or anybody that hears this, I've got to get this chat room up. Guys, excuse me. We're going to get this chat room up right now. Got a big question here. What is the most favorite thing you like or you enjoy about barbecue? The sport, the food, the competition, the family, atmosphere. What is it? What is the most favorite thing that you like about barbecue, whether it's barbecuing or an event. That's the big question of the night. Chat room is open. Call in 347-202-0263. We're going to talk a few minutes before we have our guests come in and come on. But that's the question of the evening. What is your most favorite thing? And I know that's a hard question. What is your most favorite thing that you love about barbecue? Number to call, 347-202-0263. So as always, we love to talk a little barbecue. I usually shoot from the hip because it always makes for a great show. You know, we just have wonderful callers, wonderful people call in and talk barbecue. And that is what it's all about. Very special to me. Barbecue, love everybody in it. That's a big old hell yeah. I really do. That's no lie. We just got a great bunch of people that we're involved with. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. You can travel hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles and meet somebody for the very first time, and it's like you've known them forever, and they're willing to help you, and you're willing to help them. It's just a great thing. It's old-fashioned, and I love it. Let's see what we've got here, guys. You know, the first thing I did when I wanted to sign into my studio board tonight, it says not responding. And I thought, no way. It's going to happen tonight. So we don't know. So we're going to refresh this board and see. We're going to keep refreshing the board, keep it fresh, keep it real. And I don't want to miss any callers. I don't want to miss any conversations. I don't want to miss anything talking about barbecue this evening. It has been a long day, and I do apologize for kicking it out a little late this evening, but we are here now live, and the show is really going to start getting hot in a few minutes. I believe the chat room is up now. Let me check it. Waiting on this board to refresh. And we're still waiting. When it's all right, we're used to it. It's no biggie. We'll make it happen regardless. But I tell you, what is the most favorite thing that you like about barbecue, period? That is a tough question. That is something I would personally have to think about. If I had to shoot from the hip and answer that question now, right now, it would be hard to do. That is going to be a tough question. But no, we have a great time right here on the show. We always have very entertaining guests with a lot of knowledge, and I'm just super excited about that. So let's see. We do have a caller in queue. Caller 806-543, welcome.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
How are you doing this evening?
I'll tell you what, I'm just mixing up a little supper. How about you?
Man, I'm running a little behind, just getting the show fired up, ready to rock it out. And just trying to have a big time. Going to have some ladies in here shortly that are going to tell us all about the Tupelo Barbecue Duel this year. They've organized this event for their fourth year. And it is a dynamite show. It is one of the biggest in the South, and it's definitely one of the best. But I'll put a question out there, and I'm going to hit you with a question first. What is the most favorite thing you like about barbecue?
Fellowship.
What do you think about that?
I do. The fellowship of getting to meet people and hang out with different kinds of people. My family being able to go and be involved. They don't get to go to all the cooks or even half the cooks, but they do have the option to get to come to several a year. Get to hang out, the camaraderie, the meeting new people, the talking to new people, and that to me that's the best part about barbecues. How it has a way of bringing people together.
That is an awesome answer, and I would agree with you on that 100%. the fellowship and camaraderie is just second to none when you go to a barbecue competition. The barbecue world, the barbecue people across the nation. That, you know, that just to me, that is an awesome answer, but to me I just even get deeper than that, and it's hard. It's hard for me to, there's so many things I love about it. I would cheat and tell you more than one.
I know the feeling, brother.
But you know, we're gonna have a good time tonight. We're gonna have a good show. We're just going to enjoy talking to everybody. The weather has been—it's a little warmer today than it has been. It's up to 39 degrees. I'm feeling like putting on some shorts or taking a run around the house in my underwear. Who knows? I'm telling you. I mean, it just feels like summertime now. So, what do you have on the agenda? Do you have a cook or anything going on this weekend?
Now, I'll tell you what, y'all are all going to make fun of me, and I'm going to catch a lot of flack, but if you've been married for very long, you understand how this works. Here in the next couple weeks, we've got some stuff coming up, but this weekend, I'm heading to the mountains tomorrow. I know it's Valentine's Day weekend, and I'm leaving my wife and family behind. I know that's probably the jerk thing to do, but, you know, my wife and I got to do some Valentine's stuff last weekend. And I'm not waiting in line at any restaurants, so she agrees. And I go on a trip every year with a bunch of other guys, co-workers of hers, actually. And we go snow skiing. It's just kind of a guy's weekend. We disappear for 2 or 3 days, go snow skiing. And that's kind of my last little hoorah before I turn around and come back and get knee-deep in the barbecue for the next 6-8 months.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, you know, everybody needs a little time to get away, and, yes, it is Valentine's Day this weekend, and it's a special day, and our wives know we love them. And, you know, when they let you go and they let you, they, I don't want to say let you go, but when they, it's okay to go. And And on, even on that kind of day, man, that's just a super relationship. You got it going on. Big high five to Cheryl, I'm telling you. I'm putting up
she's
with you,
done
boy.
Good. I mean, she's encouraged me to go. You know, she, it's going to be her turn to go do some stuff. Last weekend, Mackenzie had a volleyball tournament, and I took Mackenzie to the tournament, and Mom stayed home and just had a day to herself, so. You know, it all works out. You know, relationships are all about give and take. And I love my kids and my wife dearly. But, you know, a lot of people think, well, you get to go cook every weekend. So, man, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of politicking involved. It is
you
a lot of fun to hang out with people and talk. But it is a working weekend. We're there to promote and cook and win while we have fun. But, you know, this will be a weekend where I'm not cooking. I'm not in charge of anything. I just gotta show up.
You don't have a turn in time, so I mean,
I don't have a turn in time. I'm tell you what, I'm really excited though because there's a restaurant in Taos, New Mexico, Ski Valley, on the mountain. We eat there every year. It's kind of a ritual. They have a little brewery in there. It's called the Bavarian, and I am very excited to eat at the Bavarian this weekend. If any of y'all have ever been to Taos, New Mexico, you'll know what I'm talking about. Wonderful food. Great staff. It's just a really neat experience. Plus, you have to have four-wheel drive or snow ski, to get there. It's not on a major road or something. I mean, you have to know where you're going to get to the place. So that makes
it even more
fun. So I'm really excited about that and eating some of that food. And I'll get some pictures posted and stuff, but... Then I'll get back, and it won't be another week or 10 days, and then we'll be in San Marcos again. We'll be down in South Texas, Central Texas, at the National Barbecuers Association annual meeting. So be
that's
down
right,
there, and then it'll be.
That's right.
I plan on being at that meeting, and then it'll be run 100 miles an hour till October.
Man, I know exactly what you're talking about. People don't realize. There's a lot of people that don't realize. the work it is. I mean, it's just not all good buddies going and drinking beer and cooking and grilling. It's when you go to a barbecue competition, you're there to represent, like I was saying earlier, represent your product for your sponsors, represent your sponsors, be on your toes, look sharp, take names, kick butt, and let the smoke roll. You know, you're there on a mission to promote and represent and can still have a good time. And it can be done because we do it. We've done it for several years, and we're planning this year to have a big year. We're going to Tupelo, Mississippi. That's one of the biggest cooks around the South. We're going to be our first cook, really, of this year. We're going to unload both barrels and rock and roll. I mean, we're there. We're going to go to win it, and we're going to do our damnedest to win that thing. But we're going to go and represent and have a great time doing it. So I'm excited about that. Then we have the Tennessee Barbecue Association state championship. It's basically the championship of champions, and we're going to be really cooking hard at the end of March on that. We've got a big cook there, but we've got a lot of things going on in March already. April will be rolling around the corner. We you know, February has just really started, and we're talking March, April, and then it's May, June, July, August. We're in the heat of battle then. I mean, we're really working hard to go. So, you know, we as barbecue cooks, as a whole sport, we all have the passion. And guys, y'all just tuning in. The number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number for all the shows every week. Put it in your phone and save it. We have John Rees of Smoking X radio show host, X Nation, of Thursday Night Live with us right now. We will be having some other guests join in shortly. We also have a couple other guests. Let's see if we can cue one in right here. I don't recognize this number, but let's welcome them to the show. 989-859, who have we got?
Hey, Chris, this is Bill from Bone Daddy's Barbecue out of Midland, Michigan.
Welcome to the show, Bill. How you doing tonight?
Very good. Very good, Chris. I heard your question. I was following along on your show, and I'm sure like a lot of these guys, you know, what you like best about barbecue. And I've been cooking for some time. I've had a good time at it. And I've got more life experiences traveling on the road over 35 years than probably a few fellows do, and a lot of stories to go along with it. But, you know, barbecue's been really good for me, and I'm really grateful that I was able to make a living out of it, and I've really enjoyed it. But, you know, more importantly than anything, I always enjoyed the travel, you know, going from state to state and meeting people, and, of course, the camaraderie with all of our barbecue buddies and our friends, and being able to see them year after year at some of the events or even some of the different events, and occasionally getting a little publicity, seeing yourself in the paper once in a while, that's a lot of fun. Or a good friend in the front page, or someone that you've worked with or helped out, take a trophy. That's always fun,
right,
too. But more importantly than anything, it's just sharing all those barbecue memories. I got a box of photos that I pull it out every time. Every couple of years we'll pull them out. And it's just amazing to see your friends and your team change over the years. You know, I've got some of these guys, I think they started with me when they're probably 9, 10, 11 years old. And now I look at them, you know, they're married, they got dogs, they families and kids, you know, and legitimate jobs. So it's not as easy to pull together a barbecue team like it used to be in the old days. My friends take on more responsibilities. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and say, barbecue is a great way to go. And, I couldn't begin to tell you some of the war stories out there on the road. But maybe I'll text them to you in private sometime.
Sure. We'd love to hear them, I tell you. I know the war stories go along with the good stories. We've had several, and, yeah, we can't really tell them all. We can't tell everything we know, can we?
well, you got that right. I think they're still looking for information on a few of those crimes. But
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I I also heard, what does it take for a fella to, I'm sure you probably got kind of a tight team or a closed team, but is there any possibility of a guy coming down if he picks up his own expenses and hang out with you for a couple of days maybe in Tennessee for your competition just to,
you know,
just to see how that thing works?
You know what? I'd welcome anybody. I'd welcome you anytime, and that's not a problem. I'd love that. I always welcome. We, you know, just like John here on the line with us from Texas, Lubbock, Texas, he opened his arms, his house, and his family to me when I went down there and never had met him. And there's just great people there, and we do the same right here. So, man, anytime you want to come on down, you come on and you've got a place to stay, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks. You know, I've been competing for a long time on the national level, you know, big barbecue teams selling to the public. You know, it's some pretty big-time barbecue. And actually, my dad kind of helped out, start out the KCBS and stuff. He was one of the kind of the beginning founders of it all. And once he got on the national level, we went across the country, Canada, and, you know, pretty much all over the world. Ended up in Lister Barn, now Ireland, for a competition as well. But, I still would like to come to a couple of I don't want to say backyard, but some of the independent cook-offs, some of the, TQBS style rule cook-offs. And I would like to learn and see what you guys are doing. I understand how it all goes and how it works, but it's been a long time since I've been down, Memphis May or something like that. But I'd love to hang out with you guys. I'll get with you a little bit later. You have a good show tonight, and I'll text you some stuff later on, and if you're serious about it, I'd love to come down and hang out with you guys for a day or two.
Sure.
And see if I can't pick something up.
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate you calling in. It's great to talk to you, so just call me anytime. You got my number.
All right. Thanks, Chris. You have a great show, and you're doing a great job. The barbecue industry really needs you out there, and you're doing a great job. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night. Be careful. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Man, that was a great surprise to have William Bill on there with us. That's Bone Daddy Barbecue, and he is an awesome cook. He is he does a lot and cooks a lot, and it was just great to have him call in. I sure appreciate it. And that's right, my door's open, and I welcome anybody who wants to come down to Tennessee and go cook with us. We have a big time, and that's how you learn some stuff. John here, I've got somebody else on the queue. Let me go on and queue them in real quick. I think I know who this is. Caller 731-415. You're live with us. Welcome to the show.
Some of you may know me, some of you may not. For those who don't, I am Preston Chadwick. Chris Chadwick is my father, and I've been barbecuing for a long time, and I've had a great time doing it. We've won a lot of medals. We've walked. We've done a lot of good things, and I just called in, see what y'all are doing, see what y'all are talking, kind of wanted to talk it with you, and just
well, we are here talking barbecue, Presley. John, have you ever really actually got to talk to Presley? She is a handful. John, just you can carry on the conversation. Presley, welcome to the show. We have got a lot of things going on. We have been talking barbecue. We've got a lot of live callers. We have got a chat room with several in it now, and we sure appreciate everybody calling in, listening in. It's real simple to call in. You don't have to talk. You can call in and listen. 347-202-0263. John, you still with us, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still here. I got off for just 1 second, but I am with you, brother.
Well, we've got Presley Chadwick on the line with us talking some barbecue.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, she can hold her own. You just would not, you just cannot believe. Presley, John is live with us again. Give him a big shout out.
Hey, John, what you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here talking to the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Chris Chadwick. Otherwise known as Daddy.
Yep, Daddy. I'm pleased to say, well, I'm lucky to have a dad as great as him.
I'm telling you, you certainly are. I wish we could all be as good a daddy as old Chadwick.
Well, I tell you what, we've been talking, Presley. You know, Presley is really wanting to go to Tupelo, Mississippi this year, and she is in a dilemma right now, guys. I know there's a lot of cooks listening out there tonight that their children love to cook with them, and you know, dads, you love for your children to cook with you, and it's important, it's special. A special time between you, your son, or your daughter, and you're instilling values in and instilling knowledge that, whereas a lot of people don't have anymore. A lot of people don't know how to cook. And Presley doesn't miss school. She's a straight-A student. And there's been a stomach bug going around. Well, she actually had it. And she had to miss one day of school so far. And she had not planned on missing any days because you don't miss any days. You don't have to take your finals. And you're allowed one day to miss. So she has been planning on going to Tupelo, Mississippi to cook. And last year she had planned on it. And that day she was going. She was going to go. We were going. She had the flu. But this year, just one way or another, she's going to go with Daddy, her daddy, and we're going to go down to Tupelo, Mississippi, and let the smoke roll and cook and have a big old time and try to get some calls, try to maybe walk a time or two across that big old stage here at Tupelo, because I'm telling you, it's a big event. It's a great show, and you'll definitely, if you ever go to that one, you'll go back. It's, you know, usually 100 teams. And teams that are well-known across the country. I mean, it is a great show.
Man, I wish I was getting to go to that one.
Well, I tell you what, hopefully everything works out. If we can get it all worked out, maybe we can go. Maybe we can do the Memphis in May. Who knows? We'll keep that on the back burner and hope things come through. And that sure will be a good show, too. Just open it up and be a little different, you know. But I love a competition on KCBS. The TBA, we're going to have a big state championship here at the end of May. Not May, March. We're going to have the state championship at the end of March. It'll be basically the championship of champions, and I can't wait for that. We've got some great things happening. We're going to have some good payouts. We're going to have some good things going on. But let's see. We just, you know, it's just barbecue, 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 and it's just constantly. It's just like you in Texas. You know, there's one every weekend when it hits. It's going to be wide open and ready to rock, and just there won't be any stopping.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, it's crazy as much as we do. The time it takes for us to plan and schedule a competition, when it finally gets here, it seems like it flies by. You don't have any time to visit, talk, hang out. It's get there, set up, cook, break down awards, and come home. And it's a shame we can't do more and stay longer. Okay, let's see. Well, I think, let me see. Let's refresh this board. And we might have somebody here in queue. We'll welcome them to the show. These are some great, great people. Love them to death. Let's see. Caller 662-372. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, you have Bev and Leslie from Tupelo.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show, ladies. How are y'all doing this evening? Hey.
We managed to miss all the ice and snow, so we're just up here in the wet and cold.
Well, you know, I guess the wet and cold is better than the ice and snow. So, I mean, let's take it and look at it like we're blessed not to have it. So,
Exactly.
I
Even
know.
Though I would have loved a snow day today, but oh well. We had a rain day.
Oh well. But, you know, I'm just excited to have y'all. I always brag on this competition, whether it's in the middle of winter, right after it's happened, before it ever starts. I'm just honest. You've got a fan right here. I love the competition. I think y'all are just super great. You do an excellent job. These are the ladies that organize the Tupelo Barbecue Duel. Now, this is the fourth year, correct?
Yes, that is correct. This is our fourth year, third year at Fairmark, where we are able to have 100 teams. So it's a great venue for those who have been there, and for those who haven't, you all need to get signed up before we're sold out.
Now
we currently
have
87 teams.
That's what I was about to say. I was going to say, you're about out of space. You only have 13 spots left. And
that's right.
And that is not many. I mean, you've got 87 killer teams already lined up. This place where it's held is a phenomenal area. You've got water. You've got electricity everywhere. You've got blacktop. I mean, it's just a wonderful place. I love it. No complaints.
Yep, and
right?
Easy access to the music festival that's free for everybody who comes. So for Friday night and when everybody's there setting up and whatnot, they get to come up front, enjoy all the music, and visit with everybody.
That's right. It's a big stage. You've got a big area, big music festival. You have more than one band there, right? I mean, you have several different
yes,
things going on.
Yes, we have entertainment all Friday and Saturday. Saturday, right before the award ceremony. We have entertainment all day. Friday and Saturday, we have some kid activities, something for everyone in your family.
That's right. It is a family event. There's all kinds of things going on. You have vendors there set up. You can get anything you want there. I mean, it's just a nice area where they have the venue of the bands and the entertainment. That is a wonderful place. Always been blessed with some nice weather.
You better knock on wood. Yes. We need nice weather.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Chris, this year we got, you know, Bev has worked hard that every year she does a little something extra, a little something different. And so this year we are having the Ride with the King. And it's a motorcycle rally of some local folks and whoever comes in. It's not just local. But they'll be doing a poker run on Saturday morning. They'll be having some sort of bike show where everybody can go and look at it. So after all the teams are finished cooking, they'll be able to go on over and see all the different bikes and stuff.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that'll be awesome, too. That'll be nice.
And that will benefit the Boy Scouts, so it's a great event for Boy Scouts.
That's what I was going to say. I know it's organized to help and do for all these civic organizations and these charities. It's just a great thing. It's a great way to do it. I mean, you've got so many wonderful people there. Do you have an estimate of how many thousands of people come through there?
We think last year we calculated 10 to 12,000 people.
That's a lot of people going through there in a matter of a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And the cook is set up so nice. You've got ancillary categories this year. Are you planning on having all four ancillary categories this year?
Yes, we are, and Chris, I would like for you to do a big shout-out to all of your listeners, and if anybody knows somebody who wants to be a sponsor of the shrimp ancillary, I would absolutely welcome that. Last year, as you recall, we were supposed to do the shrimp, and the person that we had that was going to sponsor it backed out. And so we didn't do that last year, and we really want to be able to do that this year. Our VIPs, which are our sponsors, this is one of the benefits that our sponsors get, is they're allowed to judge the ancillary events. And so it really helps those people to get involved and to see what's involved in the judging.
Sure.
And
sure.
Which, and the sponsorship is a major part of our fundraising. And that's what this entire event is for, is a fundraiser to support and benefit Link Center. And so any help that we can get with sponsors, as all barbecuers out there are aware, but in particular I'm looking for a shrimp sponsor. Not to be construed as being small, but tasty.
Right. So big shout out.
You supposed to laugh at that. That was supposed to be funny.
Oh, mercy.
Where's everybody tonight?
Well, I tell you what, we've got a room full. We have a room full. We have a lot of listeners in queue, not in queue, but listening, and we have a chat room up. I have a great friend here with me that I go down to Texas and cook with, Mr. John Reeves of Smokin' X. He's here with us live from Lubbock, Texas, and he's in the house with us tonight. John, this is Leslie Mark and Beverly Crossan. These are some wonderful gals that put on a fantastic show.
Hey there. We need to come to Tupelo.
You know, well, I don't know if he's with us right this minute, but he's in queue. But I'm trying to get him down and some other Texas cooks, you know, some big Texas cooks that travel, and I've been trying to get them down here, but, you know, that's a pretty good haul.
Well, I'm just now looking on my spreadsheet to see who I've got here from Texas. Of course, we've got Johnny Trigg that's coming. Hang on a minute. I'm a little slow on the uptake here.
That's all right. Okay, you got Smoking Triggers, Johnny Trigg.
Pay my way, and I am on the road.
You hear that? You hear that, John? Smoking Triggers are going to be here with us again this year. Is Pellet Envy going to be here this year?
Yes, sir. Rob Gray will be here in Pellet Envy. And we've got Warren County Pork Choppers. You know they missed being the KCBS
piece
of the year by just hairs of a point.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's... But to be where they're at, I mean, you know what, come in second or third, it doesn't, you know, I mean, everybody wants first, but, you know, I'll take second or I'll take a third when it's that kind of talent, you know.
I was reading something in the bull sheet about that, and if I understand correctly how that came down is they had equal number of points, but that the True Buds, is that the one who was the top?
They
did more competitions.
Oh,
so that
really?
Yes, they did, I think, 8 or 9 more competitions than Warren County Pork Choppers. So that was, I'm assuming that's the reason that they actually won the top spot and Warren County was right under them.
Well, you know, it pays to go. I mean, that's, you know, they go to hit those points and get those points, and they travel all over. I mean, you know, it is a phenomenal thing that they do, but you know it's a tremendous amount of work. Competition is not, hats off. I applaud you ladies. Competition, organize an event. Oh, it's horrendous. And, it takes a lot of time and work. What type of time? When do y'all start? Like when this one comes about, do you start the next day, honestly, or do you wait a day or two?
We at least recuperate for a couple of days, but literally by June 1st, we're starting, or by April 1st, I'm starting already.
I believe it.
Yeah, we're doing meetings to review what went on for the previous year. We review all of those comment sheets that we ask the teams and the judges to fill out. We review every single one of those so that we can make changes and improvements. if you recall, the not last year, but the year before, we had prize money to up to fifth place, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we had several teams that commented and said, now listen, you know, there's so many of us that we spend a lot of money. Even if it was recognition up to 10th place, $25 prize money, whatever it was, something to say, hey, we did well. So last year, that's what we did.
Right.
We make our payout is all the way to 10th place with money. And then I think this year we changed something up on the prizes. I don't remember what we did. But we changed something up because a couple of the folks that were called up for overall, there was no, oh, I forgot ribbons for the overall from 4th through 10th. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've just lost my mind. So this year we'll have at least ribbons for the overall all the way through 10th place as well.
That's awesome.
Well, we want the teams, all of them, to know how much we appreciate them coming and acknowledge everything that they have to go through to be to do what they do.
Oh,
and we did the same thing for judges because we have judges that travel all over. Our judging applications we had to close down how long ago? Or a month ago? Oh, we closed down the judges' applications before the end of the year because we had so many that wanted to judge the event. So, but we listen to them and we follow, you know, all of the sanction guidelines and ensure that we have a good, fair judging with senior judges and a bunch of new judges. And so it'll be fair for everyone and people will keep coming back.
Well, this year the judging will be a little more detailed, will it not? You know, KCBS initiated that new judging. Well, it was just more of a detailed judging where you know what table you got on. So that
Hey, Chris, are you talking about how once the containers come in, you know, they have the team's numbers on it, and then we do another number switch to make sure that's blind. And then they do one step further so that no one table gets the same number twice.
Right.
Which we did that last year as well. Even though it was not required, we went ahead and did that for that same reason.
Well, I think that is wonderful because, you know, how detailed it is. And it feels, you know, the tables, they even, you know, what judge gives you what. Really in-depth scoring this year. So that's even better. But, you know, I'm telling you, with 100 teams, what type of judging staff do you have on hand? How many judges do you have?
We have 117 judges. That includes table captains. And then you have another 15 or so that are working the turn-in area and getting the food from the turn-in up to where the judges are. So do the math. Don't ask me, my little brain's french fried, but I think that's about 130, somewhere thereabouts, 132.
Pretty close. That's a lot. That's a lot.
A lot of people. It takes a lot to put on a huge barbecue competition.
Y'all, it's unreal. But, you know, a lot of competitions around here, I say this is one of the biggest, best ones in the South, period. It's right here in Tupelo, and that is my personal opinion, and it's my show, and I can say that. I can say
thank you. We like you saying that. We work really hard. Every year we try really hard to improve and make it not necessarily bigger but better, streamline everything, make everything run smoothly, and keep our teams happy. And we do listen to our team. So if a team ever has a suggestion, we listen because we do want our teams to come back year after year.
Right. Well, that's understandable. I mean, that's just the way to do it. Now, you've got standard KCBS four categories. You have ancillary categories, which will be salsa this year, pork butts.
Salsa, shrimp, and chicken wings and butts. And then people's choice, the butts.
Okay, people's choice is butts,
and this,
salsa.
Yeah, and this year we're having each team that wants to participate will be getting three butts to cook for the public to try.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We
run out every year, and the public always wants to try something that the teams make. So when we do the People's Choice tent,
right?
Every year we run out within an hour and a half, 2 hours. So we're hoping adding another butt to everyone that wants to participate will allow us to for the crowd to get a little bit more excited and not run out of their People's Choice.
We got to be doing something right to run out. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
That's right. And we cooked just one last year?
Two last year.
Okay,
yeah,
I can remember.
We had 52 teams last year that participated in the People's Choice. So that means we had 104 butts that we served the public through People's Choice, and we sold out in less than an hour and a half. And they just get
a small
little sample, so I don't even know the number of people that went through. We could go back and look at our records, but it was long lines, people super, super excited, and we ran out. So we'll see what three bets will get us this year.
Well, maybe it'll buy a little more time, a little more meat, a little more time.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fun event for Saturday. They love that.
Right. Well, what's nice about it is that's about the last place you can go to get barbecue, the barbecue competition. And
exactly, where they can taste the team stuff.
Exactly. And that's one of the big things we do, in the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We like to, if we have fans or people that come in, we try to encourage, participation with all the fans that walk through when you have time. Now, there's times that you can't do that, but it's always good to include the public because, you go to a barbecue competition thinking you're going to get some barbecue. That's the last place in the world, if you don't know anybody, that you'll ever get any. So that's a good thing to do. That's a real good thing to do. What about my buddy, P.I.G., Notorious P.I.G.? Is he signed up here?
Yep, I just met with Jamie Osborne just the other day with Notorious P.I.G., and they are really excited about coming and participating this year. They are trying to do up a little different, because they have a big team. They're local, and they're bankers. In case you didn't know that, they're all bankers. So you got to go give them a hard time about it.
Yeah,
make sure you tell them, well, we're so glad you're coming, and you should be big sponsors.
That's right.
They should be. Yeah. Make sure you tell them. But so
We'll get on them about the sponsorship, which is definitely going to work them out, work them hard.
There you go.
But I had a great time meeting them last year. They had a pretty active cook site, so that's always fun to have friends with active cook sites like that.
It is, and I'll tell you, our community here has been and is not has been is. So super supportive of this event. It's not just the Link Center's event. It's really become a city event, a community event. You have people that want to come. They just want to participate. They're just really excited to see it all happen.
Sure, sure. And, when you roll up and you come into the visitor center, you sign in and they escort you, police escort, not behind you, but in front of you.
That's right. You don't get that very often.
That's right. They in front of you, taking you, right through town, stopping the red light, stopping traffic, and rolling you in.
Well, that just
that's
shows
really
how special all of you guys are.
They love it.
Well, I tell
the
you
public,
what,
yeah, our community loves seeing all the teams coming in. They get excited, and I know we hear year-round that it's one of their favorite events that Tupelo has to offer, and they get excited every year thinking about all the smoke that's going to be at Fair Park City Hall.
That's right. There's quite a bit of smoke rolling. And I tell you what, I still have and I still have to brag. Listen, I still have to brag, you know, that that one aerial shot that was taken the year before last. And it was an aerial shot and over the whole event, and there was one area that was actually smoking, and the smoke was rolling to the sky. I'm telling you, it was to the sky. And you know
was
who that
your
was?
Site?
Of
was
course
that
it
you?
Was. Yeah, it was me.
Funny.
Did I
hear you say, hey, Chris, did I hear you say your daughter's coming with you this year?
She is planning on coming, yes.
Oh, I'm so excited about
she
that.
She is just ready. That's something that she's had in her mind since last year. She was coming last year, and she had the flu, and she was just sick. She couldn't go.
Yeah.
And you know, it just tore up last year, and she's planning on coming this year. Yeah, she had called in earlier, and she can carry on a conversation with the best of these barbecue boys, I'm telling you. She can hold her own, and she's 11. But
well, there you go. Didn't she go to one of the Tennessee barbecue comps and she took first place in the kids category?
Well, she cooks with me, and she's actually done. Yeah, she did a backyard a cook's choice, and she did a tenderloin wrapped in bacon, and she placed first. She had a first place call, and that's against cooks.
That's awesome. You're bringing up the next generation of barbecuers.
Well, I'm telling you, she loves to do it. She's very active. She loves outdoors. She loves the animals. She loves school. She makes great grades. She's a second degree black belt in Taekwondo, and she's done more things than I'll ever get to do. And she's 11, so I'm proud of her, and she's a big barbecue cook too. So she's excited about that.
We're hoping that Fraz is bringing the girls, and you know, if Mick Chesser is coming, I don't know if his daughter's going to be coming. Wouldn't that just be awesome having the whole crew?
I tell you
maybe
what, see there, have a kids' queue.
Exactly. Maybe next year we'll have to do something like that. Bev tried to do it last year, and I vetoed it because it was like, no, where are we going to put them?
I tried, Chad. Leslie wouldn't fall for it. I couldn't convince her to.
I'm sure that takes on a whole new next level of organization to have a kid.
It's about her space, and of course Leslie has to try to figure out where to put everybody. I just say we're going to do it and figure out how to make it happen, and then she has to find a spot. And it stressed her out just to even think about it last year. But it's something I hope to do because I think it's a great avenue to introduce young barbecuers to the sport and get them more involved and make it more, to me, a more family type event to get more people. It's something for your whole family to do for the weekend.
Sure, and you know, it's great for the city, for the whole community, for all of us, you know, all of us different people coming in, being introduced to Tupelo, which I've never personally ever been to Tupelo before I came to cook.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, really.
Well, I wonder how many of you guys have been to all the cool things that go on in Tupelo. You have Elvis Presley's birthplace. It's really close to our, you know, downtown. It's something that everybody should go check it out.
Well, you might even, well, I tell you, here's another suggestion, and I know every
okay.
suggestion takes but if you had a but if you had, like, in our welcome bags, point of interest, you know, if
yeah,
it's early enough.
CBD, yeah, I have the CBB trying to, and they'll be putting together some event. And this year, all of our hotels, we have shuttles back and forth, so you don't have to drive if you don't want to. That's another thing we added this year, just really working with hotels. You may not be across the street, but if you need a hotel room, you can get a shuttle back and forth. So
that's
a
awesome.
Nice little perk, yes.
That's,
but
yeah,
I
that's
agree.
Really
having,
nice.
Mm-hmm. So,
I wonder if all the rooms are out now. I know one of my team
members. I don't
know.
We put a lot of different blocks, a lot of different price ranges, so we could cater to everyone. And then we made sure they had shuttles and opportunities, because sometimes you just don't want to drive back and forth. So I don't know. That's a good question. I've not called up and followed up on any of ours because the deadline hasn't passed. So I guess that's a good question.
Well, we'll have to, because one of my team members, I know one of my team members have us a room at the, is it the Hyatt right across the street?
The Hilton Inn, the Garden Hilton Inn.
It, okay.
It's the one right across the street.
Yeah, and then one of my other team members was saying today that he needed to try to get a room. So I told him to get on the stick, get on the stick and do it, because I just
mm-hmm.
didn't know, which I don't like to leave. When I get there, I mean, I'm in it. I'm ready to, I just love it. I'm just like a kid in a candy store when I'm around everything. And, I'm telling you.
Yes. Well, that I hope everybody that needs a room will go ahead and call and take advantage of the tax, you know, the price break before the deadline. It's on our Facebook page. I mean, it's not on our Facebook page, but it's on our website, TupeloBBQDuel.com.
Right.
You can get on
okay.
there, and it'll list all of the hotel rooms and the prices, and then when they will lift that price break. You know, there are deadlines for all of those.
Right,
but,
right.
So
and
hopefully people will take advantage of that.
And that's Tupelo BBQDuel.com.
Right.
TupeloBBQDuel.com.
Yeah, it's TupeloBBQDuel.com, and it'll be on there. As well as our entertainment is listed, and back to our entertainment, it's all local guys. We love using the local guys for entertainment.
Sure.
Good talent coming out of Tupelo.
Sure, that's the way to go. I just refreshed my board, and I've got a caller in queue. I'd like to get him in on this because I really believe he was there at this event last year also. He is from Memphis area, and he cooks with two sauce to pork. Adam, you're live with us. Welcome to the show.
I don't know anything about that cook, Chris.
Do you not know anything about that?
I think he was
pissed off. I will say it was the first time we cooked down there. It was very well organized. It's on pavement. Don't have to deal with the mud. I got two words, free ice. That was nice.
That is wonderful. It is free ice. I mean, that is another big perk that most people, I mean, they hammer you on the ice and things like that. But... This competition does it. They right there, ice, if you need ice, they're dropping it off. Or you can go walk right down to the ice box and get what you need. They bring you breakfast.
We have breakfast again this year. You can go to the
Team Hospitality.
Get ice at any time and get breakfast Saturday morning. You get a free T-shirt with your entry.
So, I mean,
you don't
there's
have
so
to
many
pay
perks.
A t-shirt. What? I didn't get a t-shirt. What?
Well, I tell you
no,
what, whoever signs in gets
somebody
a t-shirt.
Somebody got your t-shirt.
We have many members on our team, but I'll say that that cook, it's right in the Times Square, great place. It was very well organized. I consider it Memphis and May number two, you know, even though Indian does Memphis and May. There's about 200 teams at Memphis and May, but there's like 100 teams at the Don't Be Cruel Duel. I mean, this is serious competition. It's great because there's an old school hardware store next door. If you need a part, you know, for your smoker, you're like, oh, crap, I forgot something, you know. It's a walk across the street. I don't know the name of the place, but even a buddy of mine brought back some of these chicken and biscuits and gravy, and it's kind of a well-known place over there. Yes, it was fantastic. He was like, I got these chicken and biscuits, you know, but it's chicken and gravy and biscuits. And we were like, what?
That was fantastic. That was from Connie's Chicken, and Connie's is famous for that, as well as their blueberry donuts.
Oh, I'm down with that.
We had some blueberry donuts a year or two ago. We had some of those.
You did. You had them the year before last.
And last year.
And last year.
We've heard, on those comment sheets, somebody commented, got to make sure we have the blueberry donuts for y'all. So we did.
We make it happen.
It's just nice that a lot of the, you know, amenities that you might need, whether it's hotels, whether you're staying on the site, there's grocery stores. It's on pavement, you know, so you don't have to deal with the mud. And again, I pulled in, I think it was Friday around noonish or so. Most of my teammates got there, but, you know, we pulled around where they guided us to, and I got in and out, you know, got my stuff loaded, got a great parking spot. You know, it was very well planned. It's a great cook to do, even though the competition's fierce, and if you can even get a call in the top 10 and even one category because there's so many competitors out there, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And those are top competitors. I was looking, you know, we've got, of course, like we said, Johnny Trigg and Rod Gray with Pellet Envy. We've got Killer Hogs. They won 2 years ago. We've got Hewin, Stewin, and Bruin. That's Scott. You know, he did super, super well last year. I mean, we've got some teams that really are in the top rank. You know, they go to lots of comps, and they place really well. So when you come to
our comps, we had a lot of fun. We know Malcolm really well. We had a good time with him on I think it was a barbecue boot camp that they did about 4 or 5 months after that cook. And he really taught us a lot of things to step up our game. And afterwards, we've been snacking up trophies left and right. So maybe he's met his match. We'll come back to see him.
Now, is Two Sauce to Pork entered for this competition this year?
They are.
Wonderful.
Yep,
I figured we were. We're a couple of guys short, but we were like me and Shane and Johnny and a few others were like, we're doing it. I believe we're coming in.
You just can't pass that cook up. I mean, it's so nice. It's so good. I mean, you just can't pass it up. If you're going to meet,
we really enjoyed it. Out of a lot of the cooks, we usually do about 4 or 5 a year. We're not a traveling barbecue competition, but, you know, we try to cook as local as we can, you know, and do about 4 or 5. And it was introduced to us to go check that out last year. And, again, we really enjoyed it. It was, you know, top notch. So we were like, we need to do it again. I was like, yes. So we'll be terrorizing Tupelo once again.
And one thing that we're doing this year, and I know some of the teams have kind of been like, why do you want that? We've asked for Social Security or tax ID numbers, and what we're trying to do is to streamline the award process, so that we don't end up with that bottleneck of filling out tax forms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into this as though everybody's going to win, just so that you all know that.
So then when we have the list, we can easily cut the checks and have everything ready and not be everybody be waiting around on the award ceremony where you give a time and then you're still waiting because we don't have anything to finish.
If you're a barbecue team, you know, if you're a professional competitor making money doing this, then that's one thing. Or if you're a restaurant or something. We set ourselves up as a nonprofit, you know, so anything we make, we put back into the team or donate.
Right.
So it's, and if you're a team like that, you know, you should look into that, you know, if you're, other than upgrading your equipment, wanting to have a good time and you're not in this to make money, get yourself set up that way. That way you
That's
don't
a great
have
idea.
To, when it comes winning, you know, and you've got all this money, you know, you have to deal with the tax stuff right there with the, you know, with the organization that you're dealing with. You need to know how you're set up for those kind of things before you
exactly.
go into them. That's a good,
there's
point.
There's a lot of things that for y'all as competition teams that people who are backstarters and want to move up to that next level, they really, there seems like there should be, you know, some training, like you said, that thing that Malcolm did teaches you some tips and tricks, and it seems like there should be more of that out there.
I completely agree. I can't recall the boot camp. Maybe Chris knows. Was that an MBN thing or a KCBS or?
I think it was a KCBS. I remember it going on, and I didn't get to go. But I'm really just not 100% sure. I'm just really not.
I did not have the opportunity, but I remember that it was very economical, and two or three of our teammates went to it down in Bolivar, and, you know, they selected coaches who were, you know, volunteered to do it, and these were guys that were, you know, past grand champions or on the up and up with the barbecue, you know, circuit that were kind of teaching us and showing us things, and I say us, I wasn't there, but I say our team. But, yeah, they came back from that, and they were like, that was the best money we ever spent. And seriously, right after that, two or three months, we get into our role of, you know, team competition cooks that we do every year, and the trophies just started flowing. And they were like, wow. You know, just a couple of little minor tweaks and tunes on what we were doing, and we went from middle of the pack to top 10, first place, second place, you know, all the time. You know, it's just great. I wish they would do more of them.
Yeah.
Well, we all like to perfect our game, and I tell you what, it's a never ending journey is the perfection of the game, because once you think you have it perfected, they change it and want a different flavor. So then you back at square one, and you're having to go with the flow again. But I tell you what, what's nice about this is you've just got to realize, and it might take a time or two, but this year, you know, when you go the first year, I was just like in shock and awe. And the second year, I was really trying too hard. But this year, I'm going down with the whole way of thinking that I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to cook my product the way I want to cook it. I'm going to put it in the box and get it ready for turn-in. I'm not worried about every other team. I'm just worried about putting out a good product and getting it turned in on time and just seeing where we lay. We had some decent scores last year. I mean, in the top 25. And if you hit the top 25 and just go in that second. So this year I'm hoping to be in the top 10, top 3 about every category, you know.
That would be awesome.
But really, you know, we just go to have a good time, and that's what it's about. And I'm just excited. I'm ready to go right now. But I'm excited to have y'all on. It's always a pleasure to talk with y'all. I mean, I love getting to see you at the Jack. We just had a wonderful time
that
there.
Was fun. We had a fabulous time. We hope we get invited back. They may not let us go back, but we hope we get invited.
Oh, my gosh. That was one heck of a time. I wish you could see my face right now.
If we could just get the grand championship in Tupelo, we'd see y'all all at the Jack, right?
We are a qualifier.
qualifiers for the Jack Daniel's Invitational and for the Kansas
American
City
Royal.
For the Royal. And we've checked on that food thing out in Vegas, and we're still
World
communicating
food.
With them.
Yes. World Food Championship, yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be.
They do theirs different than the qualifying criteria than the Jack or the Royal. So it's just, you know, we're working with them. We're talking to them to see if it's something that's feasible. Because last year, I think there were four teams that competed at our competition that did go to that World Food event. But then we had, I don't even know how many of our teams also went to the Jack Daniel's Invitational. I mean, it was pretty,
right.
really impressive.
Well,
so that
I'm
was
telling
a
you,
lot of fun.
Well, that Jack was a lot of fun. We had a great time. You know, we were up on the hill. The band was playing. Everybody was drinking Jack Daniel's. We were out in the corner over there with Stretch from Kansas City and Pit Makers, and I mean, just pit people that you see on Facebook and on the TV all the time. We were over there hanging out with them, and I look up. Here comes Leslie and Bev right here. Here they come. There they are.
We got invited, and we were super honored. I mean, we got invited, and we didn't want to pass up the opportunity.
And while
I
took the judging class so that I could be certified as a judge. You know,
awesome.
Because I think it's important that we as event coordinators, we understand all of the competition. I was fortunate enough, I've got a couple of friends, local friends that I've worked with for many, many years, that it just turned out he has a competition team. And so he let me cook with him a couple of times over at the Stand By Your Grill in Fulton. It's a smaller event, but it's a great event. And so I've got to see what it's like from the professional barbecuer side, and then with the judging, and then, of course, with just the whole site layout and what I do. It's just... It's a great deal of fun, but it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. There's a lot involved in that. People don't realize how much is actually involved. I mean, it's a talent. It's a task. It's a talent, and it's a huge undertaking. Well, what about? I was trying to look at our team list on Tupelo Barbecue Duel.
You can go to 2014 teams on the website. It's the most accurate.
All right, I'm about there. And someone I met last year that I talked to a few times and just back and forth, but now is Moyer's competition going to be there this year?
I don't know. I talked to him. I had emailed him because they came last year and they really enjoyed it. And they got a new rig this year. It's bigger
right.
than what they have. And so
yes.
we've been emailing back and forth a little bit whether or not we could fit them in. And I told them, even if I had them next to the grass where the extra 2 feet of his rig had to hang over into the grass, I said, no problem. We're going to get you in. So I'm just waiting to hear from him, and I hope he doesn't delay. So if anybody knows him or they're listening, somebody needs to poke him. And say, come on now.
I'll poke him. I'll
All right,
him
you
message.
Poke him. Yeah.
I will. I'll poke him. But it looks, I mean, 87 teams right now, and I'm telling you, they're right there, number 82, Sauce to Pork. They're in the house.
I'm in this, Chris.
I'm telling you, we've got a lot of this. It's just a fun thing. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Are you going to come and cook down there, or are you just coming to visit?
I'm coming to cook.
Oh.
I'm coming to cook, but I'm going to be visiting. I guarantee you.
you're throwing the gauntlet down.
The hammer is coming down, boys and girls. It's going to be on. We're going to let the smoke roll this year in Tupelo.
There you go. Are you going to be broadcasting from the event? I know
Yes. I'm planning on getting there early Friday morning where we can set up and be done and then have some time to enjoy the competition this year. And I'm planning on doing I'm gonna do a Friday night live. It'll probably be an hour and we'll just walk around and talk to a few teams. It might be an hour and a half. It might be, you know, it just depends on what kind of response, and we'll just walk around and talk to a few teams because we had a great time last year, and we did it last year live, and had a lot of listeners. You know, our show, our Tupelo show last year, I mean, had, I think, like 3,000 listens for our show last year.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to see about driving you all around on a special golf cart.
You know, I was really thinking about that. I want
to
feel important.
Parking close to our tent.
I want to feel important and ride around in a golf cart. I'm telling you.
We're going to have our special vehicle. I told Deb we were going to have a special golf cart just for her. It was going to have her picture plastered all over it, and it was going to have a sign that said, if this person is not driving, pull them over.
Because I like to ride around on the ice truck.
Oh, there you go.
The reason she's doing that is because I gave up my golf cart to every single staff person that needed to ride, so I ended up walking instead of using my golf cart.
Well, I tell you where the golf cart would really come in great is we're usually in the back there in the back corner, and that's a long walk for a fat boy to get
oh,
5 minutes.
Hey, do you want me to invite somebody to your pity party?
I'm telling you. As I'm eating a grilled cheese right now, that's a long walk for a fat boy.
Well, I will promise you this. I will drive, if it's not me personally driving you around, I will make certain that we have a golf cart for the live feed so that we can... Yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun.
It will. We'll have a lot of fun doing that, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I just can't wait. I'm excited about that. I did get a call today that I will be going back to Lubbock, Texas this year and cooking again with them guys, and they're flying me out. So I'm excited about going back to Texas to cook. So what is your father's?
Male cookers. We need women cookers too. We just can't seem to get one to come to Tupelo.
What about, have you heard anything out of, is Big Bob Gibson on the list? I haven't looked.
He's not. I talked with Bob Bite of the Jiggy Piggies, you know, because they're over there. They're from Decatur as well. And he was going to remind Chris Lilly. I had emailed Chris a couple of times. But Chris is the spokesman this year for Kingsford Charcoal.
Right.
So my understanding is he's trying to coordinate between some of the different his obligations. So if somebody else out there knows Chris Lilly, somebody needs to poke him too.
Well, I hope everybody's listening tonight. We need to round up a few more teams. We need to try to get some Texas teams involved because
mm-hmm.
they're always fun to be around. And I'll send Jeremy a message and see if he's coming. And we need to get 13 more teams where we can have it. Well, I have no doubt you're going to have 13 more teams. I mean, it's still.
Oh, yeah, they sell out. They're going to
sell
out.
Yeah. A lot of people wait to the last minute. I mean, I'm not one of those people. I'm always organized and early and never late or the last.
Yeah.
Not at all.
You know, last year we sold out and we had a waiting list and we were, you know, you're always going to have a few teams that cancel. And so we were really working hard that as soon as somebody canceled, we were contacting that person, the next person on the waiting list.
Right,
but we
right.
still ended up with five or six people that just we could not get them into the event. I am completely limited to 100 teams. I cannot shove another team in there. And believe me, I've done some creative shoving.
Oh, it's a tight area. Yeah, coming through there, you know, the way it's done, I don't disagree. The only space that I saw was the rows of Girl Scout cookie salesmen in the front area. You might be able to squeeze in a few teams there, you know. You'd have to give up the Thin Mints and the Do-Si-Dos, but that was about it, you know.
I'm not giving up the peanut butter patties. I'm sorry.
No, I was down with that. When I rolled up into town, I saw the hardware store. I needed a couple of fittings for a sink that wasn't right, and I saw the Girl Scout cookies. When I made it to the tent, I had five boxes of Do-Si-Dos and a pipe fitting.
There you go. You know, that hardware store that you're talking about is Tupelo Hardware, and that is where Elvis Presley bought his first guitar.
Really? Oh, man, they had everything in there, you know, but they had the old school ladders, you know, the sliding ladders like you see in the old school libraries, you know, the nuts and bolts up on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, it's the coolest hardware store you'll ever be in. And those guys have been there forever, and they're the sweetest men, sweet, nice guys who can help you do anything.
Oh, yeah, it was great because it's like, you look back nowadays, I remember growing up with a hardware store like that back in my day, but, you know, you see these Lowe's and Home Depot's, and nobody knows where anything is, you know. I walked in there, and I was like, I need this kind of fitting for this kind of, you know, it's a male insert for this, and this guy's like, oh, I know exactly where that is. And he's up on a 12-foot ladder on the shelf over there in this little box and pulls one out, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You just can't beat the service. I was like, I can't believe the guy knew exactly where it was in this giant maze of, you know, monstrosity, but it was pretty neat, you know. I'll definitely partake in their business when I'm there.
Well, that's,
and you know,
because
that door has 12 or 14-foot high ceilings, and it has those old library rolling ladders, and they really do have bins that go from the floor all the way up.
Oh, yeah. It's a sight to see for certain things. I mean, you're not looking for some museums or historical things or this, that, and the other. It's just the way things were done. That one's still intact and in place. I was more impressed with that than a lot of things I've seen in other places.
Well, that's good to know. Oh, hey, listen, before I forget, I wanted to plug that we have long sleeve T-shirts with our sassy pig on them. You know, if you've seen our posters this year, it's a throw off from the Love Me Tender movie. You know, there's a picture of Elvis Presley with his girl. Well, the pig is the throw off of the girl. And so we have these great dark gray T-shirts with that poster, you know, the logo on the front. It's a beautiful T-shirt. So if anybody's looking for some long-sleeve T-shirts, you can just email us either through the website or on Facebook, and we'll see about collecting some money and getting them sent out.
Well, I definitely hope the poster is in the goodies bag this year. Will the poster be in the goodies bag this year? I know we had one last year. I've got it hanging on my wall.
Yeah, we did that last year, and that was from a request the previous year. So we do pay attention to what the folks want, and they said they would love just to have the poster every year in their goodie bag.
That's
so
awesome. That's special too. I like that. So see, all these little things that y'all pick up and y'all do are very important to us as cooks because we appreciate that, and that is a memory, you know, and it is a. Just, you know, it's special. So, I mean, y'all have just done a first class, really, really first class job, and it's a joy for me to come compete. I just enjoy it, you know, honestly. And I think a lot of the teams,
free ice.
See all these teams all these teams free come back and back and back. Free ice, yeah, free ice.
And, free ice, baby.
Well, let me ask you, how many hundreds of pounds of shrimp do you think we're going to go through this year?
Well,
for our shrimp sponsor.
I figure if we do 100 pounds, that should be plenty. Because we're going to do probably, I'm hoping to get the 20-25 count.
Right.
So we do that and we'll give 14 shrimp.
Right.
Each dependent. So this
so
way.
That's basically,
you know,
half a pound per team.
Exactly. That's what I'm figuring. And so far, based on last year's numbers, if we have the same amount of participants, you can figure we'll have 50, 52 teams. So
right.
150 pounds to 100 pounds would be plenty. And that helps us out because, as we said, you know, this is a fundraiser, and so we use this to engage our sponsors and to help feed them. Let's call a spade or a pig a pig.
Sure, sure.
You
know, you're taking care of your sponsors.
Well,
we do a
thing with KCBS. We teach them a little mini class on judging, and they get to practice judging with the wings and the other food in the VIP tent with some Budweiser. And they love it.
Well, there you go. I'm telling you.
Yeah, don't you like how she plugged Budweiser? You know, she is a marketing genius. In case anybody was wondering, she has got it going on.
That's
between
awesome.
All of the, yeah, she's the one that keeps the Facebook thing all updated, and she's awesome. But yeah, Budweiser, Mitchell Distributing is a huge sponsor of ours, and Mitchell Distributing actually brought the Clydesdale horses to Tupelo for our Christmas parade.
Really, that's special.
Yes, yeah. That really is. Mitchell Distributing is done. You know, they're so community oriented, and we just love them as a sponsor. And we see, I've got a, you know, Bev is teaching me. I've got to plug all of our sponsors.
Yes.
Mississippi grants this year. Yeah, we did get some big grants. You know, one of the things that we do as organizers, of course, finding sponsors, but trying to find grants as well. And even the state of Mississippi has been super supportive through the Mississippi Tourism Agency and the Development Agency. Some creative economic developments. So we have tapped those sources as well, and they've been super supportive of us.
Our local CBB has been phenomenal. They gave us some grant money for advertising and that sort of thing because, as you know, it's very expensive.
Yes. Well, that's what it's all about. That's just what it's about. I mean, when you get sponsors and they're helping you out, you want to help them out and you want to promote their products and promote what they're doing for you. And, I mean, that's just how it works. Scratch my back, I scratch yours, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Sponsors help tremendously.
They do, and everybody working together for the betterment. I was talking with a team from another community. I'm not going to call them out on it. But that particular community's barbecue competition fell apart because they couldn't find enough sponsors, and their community as a whole was not supporting them. And so their competition has ceased to exist, which is sad.
Yes, it is. It sure is. And it's just... It's a shame. I mean, you've got to have participation. You have to have community support and involvement. And
absolutely.
If you don't have that, you're not going to have a cook. It don't matter. You know, you might have one or two, but it's not going to be a lasting annual event. Not like the Tupelo Barbecue Duel. I mean, that
from
is just a wonderful
thing. From your list of 5 years. Thank you.
That's right. You know, it's just a wonderful event. It's www.tupelobarbecue, which is BBQ Duel, D-U-E-L, not D-U-A-L, D-U-E-L.com. Wonderful website right here to get you linked up to the most. With the hostess, with the mostest, I'm telling you, these ladies right here have got this going on. This is one of the, if not the best JCBS event, bar none, from the American Royal to the Jack Daniels, it's the Tupelo Barbecue Duel. And that is no lie. That is just straight from the horse's mouth. This is a fine competition, and I know I'm going to be there, and I know Adam, Two Sauce, the pork team's going to be there, and that's all that matters. We're going to be there, and we're going to have fun, and we're just going to enjoy the time, no doubt.
And we always
I don't know anything about that, Chris.
We appreciate you.
Chris, I'm going to get out of here, but I look forward to seeing you down there in Tupelo, and I will have to hook up sometime and bring you a chicken and biscuit gravy sandwich.
Well, we will get together and just do it all. I'm telling you, that sounds like a plan. See, that's part of what I love about barbecue. We're going to get to see people that we hadn't seen in a year, just to reunite and get to revisit. And that's what's so great about barbecue. I asked the question earlier, guys. I said, what is it you love most about barbecue? So does anybody want to answer that question?
I love the fellowship, the people.
The fellowship, you know, that is one of the biggest things. I posted it on. I've had several people send me private messages. I don't know why they don't want to come on the show. The show is just like talking on the phone. We have a great time. We have listeners all over the country listening. We invite everybody to call in because this is what the show's for. It's for everybody to call in. Whole lot of hog. He was on the show last week. He's excited about coming to Tupelo again, which he doesn't live, but he says, I think, 20 miles away, so he's not far. But he's excited about the duel. We're all excited about the duel. We can't wait to come down and just have a real good time and, you know, try our luck out and hopefully get a call.
Exactly.
That would be awesome.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing everybody there and just remind everybody that we've only got 13 spots left. So don't delay. Get online. You can register online, pay online. If you have any questions, our phone numbers are on there, and we'll answer the phone.
That is wonderful. Ladies, I greatly appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I look forward to interviewing you live on Friday night. When we're there riding around that golf cart, you're going to have to be on and tell us what it's all about. I'm telling you. And,
Thank you, Chris. You're welcome.
And I can't wait to see y'all again. And y'all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, ladies. Good night. I appreciate you calling in. And we will do this again. It's always a pleasure to talk to Leslie Mart, Beverly Crossan, the organizers for the Don't Be Cruel. Well, it's not the Don't Be Cruel Bar. It's the Tupelo Barbecue Duel. It is a wonderful show. It is a KCBS-sanctioned event. 100 teams is the cutoff. They only have 13 spots left available. This is the show you do not want to miss. It is a wonderful show. It is organized to the hilt, judging down pat, free ice. Also ancillary categories this year, chicken, wings, salsa, pork butts, and shrimp. And they are looking for a big shrimp sponsor. So, guys, if y'all know of anybody that wants to join a winning competition event, join in on the Tupelo Barbecue Duel, you will not be sorry because it is nationally known to be one of the best in the South. So come on board, get in touch with the girls. Leslie Mart, Beverly Crossan, go to their website, www.TupeloBBQDuel.com. This is Chris Chadwick for the Let's Talk Smoke Show. Have to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors again. They're very special. We just are very thankful for all of them, And I just appreciate everybody that calls in and talks and listens. You know, we always welcome everybody to call in, join in the show, because you are the show, you make the show, and that's what it's all about. I just can't say it any other way. That's what it's all about. 347-202-0263. I'm serious, guys. Save that number in your phone because it's a great show every night of the week. We have wonderful talent that calls in from all over the country to talk barbecue. You definitely can learn something. Next week, we will be focusing more on cooking techniques, and we might shig a little bit and get a few secrets from some of the pros. We might shout out and give you a few secrets, give a few secrets away. You never know. We want you to call in, participate, join in on the show. Let's talk Q. I'm telling you, it's real easy to do. Don't be shy. Just call in, and we will have a great time. Now, I do want to give a big shout out to my new sponsors. Frontier Charcoal. Can't wait. Super excited to have them on board with Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers. Frontier Charcoal, go to their Facebook page, like that page, and check it out. If you see a bag at the grocery, at Lowe's, at Walmart, at your local department store, pick up a bag, try it out. You will not be sorry. Frontier Charcoal. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Country Boy Wood Pellets. If you need a good pellet, I'm telling you, a first rate comes directly from the factory. These guys can do it. They can fix you up. They have got the recovery system to put out the best, cleanest pellet made. I can get you in touch with them. So give me a call. Get in touch with me. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a message, and I will hook you up with Country Boy Wood Pellets. Can't wait. Start letting the smoke roll with the wood pellets and the Green Mountain Grill. GreenMountainGrill.com. If you're in the market for a pellet cooker, let me tell you, I've got a Green Mountain Grill. It's super convenient. It's easy. It cooks wonderful. I mean, it's just a great cooker. You can cook a whole comp on a Green Mountain Grill and get calls because I know what I have. And it's just super easy to use. Pro for your big meat, your internal temp, also pit temp right there from the remote control. You can increase or decrease levels. I'm telling you, it's pretty awesome machine. GreenMountainGrill.com. I just can't say enough about Green Mountain Grill. They're just awesome machines. Also want to give a shout-out to my sauce and rub friends out there, Junior Urias, Rub for Grub. Junior's got a dynamite rub. He has had it out for a while now, and it is winning competitions left and right. Super excited to have Junior as a friend. It's just a great, great product he has. Also, Maverick Industries, that's MaverickHousewares.com. They have many, many, many barbecue accessories. Go there and check that out. Look at all the great accessories, great temp gauges, probes, dual tip meters. I mean, they've got it all. They've got a lot of accessories. Check out MaverickIndustries.com. Wonderful, wonderful products. Also, Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett. Go check out GrillGrate.com, MeatRake.com. All these great utensils, great items to put in your barbecue arsenal. I mean, they're very valuable pieces to a perfect cook. It's just very special. Also want to give a big shout-out to one of my newest sponsors, Blue Hawn, TalkTexanBarbecue.com. He has injections, rubs, has several different rubs, several injections, pork injection, beef injection, and I'm telling you, it's a fine product. I'm just so blessed to have these sponsors with these wonderful products. I mean, it's just, guys, get out there, call them, send them an email, talk to them, tell them where you're at, tell them what you're doing, spread the word, support the product, and you'll be surprised. They're really, really welcoming people to come in and promote the product, and they will work you a deal. They'll help you out, and they'll be a sponsor, so help them, and help them help you. we've had a great show tonight. We've had some wonderful people on here, some surprise call guests. I always enjoy talking to everybody. I love to talk. I mean, I don't know many people that don't really love to talk. That's what we do right here. We just talk barbecue. We talk things about barbecue, all things about barbecue. It's just very special. I will be announcing some new sponsors this week. I'm going to go on and let some out of the bag. We're blessed to have several sponsors coming in. I'm going to be introducing those on my website, on my Facebook page. There's just a lot of great things going on. I just can't wait. I'm really ready to bust them out right now, but I'm just going to wait and introduce some more sponsors. I'm just proud to have them. But, guys, you know, call in the show. We have a great time on the show doing these things, and I just really appreciate each and every one of you. We're just trying to support barbecue. We're doing it because we love it, and that's what it's all about. So call in. Don't be shy. We'd love to have you anytime. We're right here live Wednesday evenings, 6 to 8, Thursday night, 6 to 8, Friday night, 6 to 8, Sunday night, 7 to 9. So if you're a little later, call in the Lance's show, Monday night, 6 to 8, Tuesday night, 6 to 8. We've got some great show hosts. If you don't want to listen to me and you want to listen to somebody else, call in and talk to them. Don't be shy. That's what it's all about. BarbecueSuperstars.com is where it's at. This show is brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. And just, guys, remember, just keep kicking them old tires and lighting them fires and letting the smoke roll and have a good night. We love you. God bless you. And until next Wednesday night, if you need me, send me a Facebook message. It's Chris Chadwick. Like my page. Let's the smoke roll, Chris Chadwick. Let's talk smoke. Join that group. We also Hall County Cookers. You know what? Just participate, help out, help me, help you. I love to support barbecue. Bottom line, have a great evening. Love all of you, and good night.